This is a Clearview Original.
This episode of the Clearview Today Show is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. David, how's your immune system lately?
Honestly, it's in critical condition.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What if I told you that similar to our immune systems, which produce more antibodies when under attack, the muscadine grape also produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when under stress from the environment it grows in, which leads to a whole host of health benefits.
I might just gobble them up like Tic Tacs.
Well, my friend, MightyMuscadine.com has everything you could ever need to take your health game to the next level. All their products are gluten-free, trans-fat-free, non-GMO, dairy-free, and best of all, they actually taste delicious.
I had some of their protein powder just this morning, and it is delicious.
I know that's right.
Their grape juice, delicious.
Tell it.
Their antioxidant beverages, delicious. Their shampoo, their body lotion, all delicious.
What?
And I'll tell you something else. Mighty Muscadine believes in protecting God's great earth for generations to come. That's why their farming and production is environmentally friendly, and they make every effort to protect and preserve without the use of pesticides and herbicides.
You ate shampoo, though.
The only problem is I'm a little short on funds.
Well, fret no more, my friend. You can visit MightyMuscadine.com right now and use the promo code TODAY. That's T-O-D-A-Y to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, that's promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on your purchase of Mighty Muscadine products. And listen, every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps support us here at the Clearview Today Show.
Visit their website now. That's MightyMuscadine.com and experience the difference firsthand. Remember, that promo code is TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y.
Hey, what's going on, Clearview Today family? This is John, and before we start today's show, did want to just let you know that the date for today's episode, and maybe a couple episodes here in the next coming week, may be a little bit off from today's actual date. Of course, we record these episodes a week early, but with the occurrence of the Baltimore Bridge incident, things did get shuffled around quite a bit. So if we say that today is a certain day and it's not really that day, just know that it'll all be evened out in the next coming week or so. With that being said, let's go ahead and start the show.
Welcome to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you can find our show online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah, suggestions for future topics, or if you just want to write in and say hello, we'd love to hear from you. 252-582-5028. That number goes directly to us, and we will text you right back with maybe some silly emojis.
Yeah, that's right.
And we'll reward you with silly emojis if you text in.
Yeah, and we want you guys to help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can do that by sharing it online. You can leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify. We're going to leave a link in the description, so you can do just that.
Today is March the 27th, which means that our Date the Word is coming from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in the power of your hand to do so.
Yeah, inaction, man. Inaction. It's a killer for Christians. It's a killer because you think that the weight of what you do lands solely on you rather than in God's sovereign hands.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I'm not going to do anything because that's the safe option. And when you withhold good from others, you're doing harm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to put it into words.
Yeah, we can often look at this like this person has done a good thing or this person has helped me. God is going to reward them.
Mm-hmm.
When we fail to realize that we are an active participant in God's plan.
Right.
We are an active entity in the agency of what God is doing here on the earth. Now, can God accomplish his plan without us? Of course he can. But God chooses in his divine economy, he chooses to work through us to pour out his love and blessings on other people. So you might be a conduit of blessing in someone else's life, but because of your inaction, they don't receive that.
And isn't that just like Christians to be like, God, I just want you to use me. I pray that you would move and work through me. And it's like, all right, help that person. Help that person with their bills. Help that person with something. Help
Lord, anything else I can do.
Yeah, yeah. Just let me know, God, because the Lord helps those who helps themselves. So I don't want to get in the way of you teaching that person their lesson. Oh, man. That's just like Christians. Just want to remind you guys that this episode is brought to you by the Date the Word app. And you can download that for free right now on iPhone and Android. Every single day connects today's date to God's Word with the hope of making it more memorable for you. You know, this is kind of funny. I've been wanting to talk about this for a little while. I'm wearing a t-shirt today. I'm wearing a t-shirt and this jacket. But I had on a nice shirt, a really nice shirt that I got from Pickner's, right?
Your wardrobe game has been on point.
I've been trying to, well, here's why. Because I've been trying to, I'm in my 30s now, you know, I want this radio show to do well.
Don't say that with so much, like, depression in your voice. Like, I'm in my 30s now. That's a good 30, thing.
32, and I'm excited. And I'm thrilled, honestly.
Tell your face.
Happiest I've ever been. But anyway, I've been up in my wardrobe game, and the spillage is what I'm talking about. I've never spilled food on my clothes as much as when I wear nice clothes.
It's like a magnet
it's
for
like
some
a
reason.
Heat-seeking missile.
Yep. I don't
and
know
I
what
don't
it is.
I don't understand what it is. So I was like, you know what? I got to do the radio show today. I'm gonna just wear this t-shirt. It's still a clean shirt, but I was like, I was wearing a nice white shirt, no lie. And I don't know why I did this, but this morning I was like, I'm kind of in a hurry. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to make a bologna sandwich. And I put mustard on it. And sure enough, I don't know what it is. I took the first bite and mustard just plopped right on my shirt. It was like something out of a movie. Like, you know, the dad running late and he's like, oh, I got to go. And he doesn't even have his pants on and he's got his briefcase is spilling over and he's kissing his kids and he kisses the dog and he doesn't know what he's doing. And he takes a bite. That's what it was like. And I was like, are you serious? So I was like, just forget it. But I was like, at least this will make nice radio banter. I don't know what it is about wearing nice clothes, but it's just like a magnet for food.
The crazy thing is, like, when you wear nice clothes, at least for me, I'm even more careful about how I eat. Like, I'm very conscious of, like, mm-hmm. I don't want to spill anything on me. Let me just make sure I'm being extra careful. When I'm wearing a t-shirt, I don't care. I'm just, like, eating yeah, whatever.
But it doesn't.
But that's when I don't spill.
I know.
Like, I'm less careful, and I don't spill.
Oh, you might get a couple of crumbs or something, but you could brush them off right there. You can always tell. Like, I sometimes will walk out of the house looking bummy,
yeah,
and I got a couple of crumbs or whatever.
Yeah, just brush the crumbs off.
Then I look clean, and I'm like, whatever. But anytime you wear nice clothes, guaranteed something is gonna plop right on it, and you're not getting.
And it's not crumbs; it's always like a big blob of some condiment that's on your sandwich.
It's gonna be a sauce.
Yeah,
it's gonna and it won't.
It's gonna be a sauce. It's gonna be a dip.
It will be a opposite color from what the cloth is.
Yes, anyway, yes. You won't be able to hide it.
It's sort of like a mini grapevine, but it's just something that I just thought was weird. Why is it that you never get food on your clothes when you're wearing bummy clothes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Write in and let us know what you are. Are you a spiller? Are you a splasher? Are you one of the rare few, the unicorns out there that don't ever spill anything on your clothes? And let us know your secret. 252-582-5028 or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be back after this.
Hey. Hey, you.
Me?
No, not you. You, listening to the Clearview Today Show. You're here right now because you love Christian talk radio, and I'm 100% down for that. But what if I told you that Clearview Church also produces original music?
That's right. At Clearview, we're more than just a church. We're a vibrant family where everyone is encouraged to worship God right where they are.
We wanted to make sure that your worship doesn't stop when you walk out the door on Sunday morning.
Our music is more accessible than ever. You can worship God in any situation, in the car, at home, in the gym, while cleaning your house. Wherever you are, we'll be right there with you.
You can check us out on Apple Music or on Spotify, anywhere digital music is consumed. We got a few singles out right now. We have an EP out as well. And right now, at this moment, actually, we are working on our first ever full-length original album. Hopefully that's going to be out sometime this coming summer.
Clearview Worship on iTunes and Spotify is your 24/7 place for inspiration and worship. Follow us today and let God's message of hope, love, and faith be a guiding light in your life.
Amen. Let's hop back into the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we are here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, and his lovely wife, Nicole, is back with us again today.
What did you say yesterday? Permaguest?
Permaguest Nicole Shah.
Permaguest Nicole Shah.
I can't take credit for that. I definitely have heard that on other podcasts, but permaguest Nicole Shah means you are a guest locked in for life.
Oh, goodness.
It's one of the typically you got to email out. You got to be like, hey, we'd love to have you on the show. Go back and forth. But this is permaguest where it's like she's just down the hall and it's like, hey, listen,
come on.
Look at the microphones.
Now come on.
Dr. Shah, there comes a point in every young man's life where he makes that difficult decision to kind of up his wardrobe. You know what I mean? You go from the t-shirts.
I didn't know you were about to go. I was like, what happened?
You go from like the black rock and roll t-shirts of high school to, you know, nice shirts and nice, you know, jackets and pants and stuff. So tell me why it is that it's only when that decision is made that you start dropping food on your shirts.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Like this
shirt right here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you can see it. It's a nice, beautiful shirt.
Yeah. I bought a Tick Nurse, by the way. Just
very
a
nice.
shout out to
Tick
Nurse.
Nice.
You can find them at Crabtree Mall or at South Point. Anyways,
that's right.
So there it is. Two spots.
Yep. Oh, no.
Yep.
So it's not just when you first start out on the wardrobe, even now,
And I saw this last night. I'm like, when did I do this?
It's like food is attracted to nice cloth.
Yeah.
White one.
White cloth,
yeah. It's like it almost bends toward your shirt when you drop it. It would fall straight down, but you're wearing a nice shirt, so it's just kind of like the magnetic. Yeah.
And it's like if you have the wherewithal to like dodge it, the food comes
It's going
to
follow
you.
Like a homing beacon.
Had you worn a t-shirt, like a ratty t-shirt.
No, it would be clean.
Be completely clean. You couldn't mess that thing up if you tried to.
No. So also his marriage, right?
Yes. Yeah, very nice. Pretty
that
much.
That is funny. Well, the things that we don't care about are, you know, usually not the things that we have to work toward, but the things that we want to invest in, are, those are the things that often try to get messed up.
That's right. That's right. And it's important. I think we talked about it yesterday, that marriage is two distinct people with two distinct roles working towards a common goal.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's a team. That's essentially what it is.
So as we dive in today, as we continue the discussion about marriage, Dr. Shaw, what is the daily encouragement that you want to leave with our listeners and our viewers today?
Well, I would say, just as I mentioned last week, yesterday, that daily you have to protect your marriage. Mm-hmm. And I would say take one step in whatever stage of your marriage you are. Maybe your marriage is great. We don't want to make it bad for you, okay? Keep it great.
Right.
Maybe your marriage is okay.
Yeah.
Maybe your marriage is struggling. Maybe your marriage is on the rocks. Mm. Take one step. Don't worry about a whole program. Don't try to complete an entire program. Take that one step today. Maybe that one step is praying for your spouse. Mm-hmm. Maybe that one step is before you speak, you get permission from the Holy Spirit. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. you're not in control of yourself. God is.
That's right.
Holy Spirit is. So ask permission from that. One step to put your wife in front of you mm-hmm. rather than the other way around. I mean, mm-hmm. what do you think?
I agree. Making that decision for one thing that you're going to change in your daily walk, whatever it is. I mean, you can try maybe one thing a week. Mm-hmm. You know, and just change it up every week, whatever that might be. It could be even for someone, if you're very familiar with the five love languages, mm-hmm. it could be if you
By the way, that's Gary Chapman, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you know his nephew is at Clearview?
I think you told me that.
I didn't know that.
Really?
You told me that.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, his nephew goes here, and we're working on bringing him to Clearview.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Working on it.
All right.
Working on it.
Wow.
So we're going to do that when our new sanctuary goes up.
Okay. I just learned something real time.
Wow. That's awesome.
Has that been the case for a bit?
Yes, about 2.5 months.
Okay.
Because when I heard about it, I was like, oh, really? Means the Gary Chapman? Yes. Love language is Gary Chapman. He's my
Shout
uncle.
Out to Gary Chapman. And
he's like
nephew.
Almost 90 years old.
Very cool.
And he is very popular, as you know, five love languages. Mm-hmm. Not only popular level work, but it's also used by counselors and psychologists and psychiatrists and therapists. And so I said, hey, can we like have him come and speak?
Absolutely.
He said, yes. Here's what I would recommend. Let me go talk to him. So he talked to him. And then he said, here's the second thing I want to recommend. Since we're building a bigger sanctuary, mm-hmm. you may want to do that and then invite him.
Right.
Yeah.
And he said he will come.
That's awesome.
So anyways, continue.
Okay. I was saying try, if you know your spouse's love language, you can take the test. Both of you can take the test, figure out what it is. And then for a week or decided the time frame mm-hmm. to fulfill something that is in the realm of your spouse's love language.
That's right.
Whatever that is. Because there's not just one thing you can do. Mm-hmm. It's many things in one particular aspect.
That's right. And it's important, like you guys are saying, to work together because you have that team. Like we talked about yesterday, we have that unity. And then I can't help but go back to Adam and Eve after that unity was broken. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like how alone they must have felt. And we talked about that a little bit yesterday, but I don't think we really dove into the nitty gritty of like how that happened, how that must have worked, what the impact of that was. Like it was something that had never been on earth before, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble putting it into words.
Yeah. Well, biblical marriage is a two-person team.
Right.
And where the husband leads by sacrificial love and the wife submits with godly respect, and it was mutually given, and it was done with love, with the utmost desire to please God, but also to please the other person. But then when sin came in, it radically changed
and not for the better.
Right.
Now they were covering themselves up from each other. I mean, there's no one else there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think the animals cared.
No. Yeah.
No. The giraffe wasn't like ears in front of his eyes or anything.
Yeah. Oh, the monkey's like, oh, you know, like the monkey's covering.
Like
the
sea.
Yeah. You know, none of that. But all of a sudden they're like, I don't want you to see me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be seen by you.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, I think it's helpful for us to remember that that relationship was intact and then it was broken. That, you know, there was something good that God established, but then because of sin, because, you know, sin, disobedience fractured the world, that the very first thing after our relationship with God that broke was our relationship in marriage.
Yeah.
That's weighty. That's heavy when you think about it.
Like, imagine.
That was the first hit.
Yeah. And imagine like the feeling that must have come over them. Like, you know, when you're a kid and you get in trouble, like you break something, and you're looking like, oh, I know what's coming. But imagine knowing that you broke something, but you have no clue what's coming. This is like the first sin. It's the first punishment or judgment or like, you know what I'm saying?
And it's
like,
it's not just them. It affected all of humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the rest of history.
I don't know how, because they didn't know what the repercussions of the decision would have been. Because there had been no sin up until that point. So all of a sudden, they don't even know what to expect.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The first thing that went down was their walk with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says in Genesis that God would come and walk with them in the Leruach Hayom, which is literally at the wind or breeze of the day. Now, it means that at some point after mid-afternoon, when the sun's heat was sort of gone down and there was possibly a nice breeze that was blowing,
mm-hmm.
God would come. And this was not a one-time deal, because the verb metallic means a pattern or a habit of walking. In other words, every day God would come. It was his custom to come and walk with them. And this day, when sin came in,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden their eyes are opened, they did not want to walk with God.
Well, I think it's really, because you've said this before, God still came.
Right.
You know what I mean? It wasn't that God stopped coming. And that's kind of how you go into it thinking like, okay, on this day, God's not going to show up. But God came. They were the ones that couldn't be found.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really an interesting point.
Well, I want us to kind of go in detail, because I think this is not just a one-time thing that happened to some mythological characters
right.
in the beginning of time. This happens to marriages all the time.
Yeah.
And whether you're a Christian or not, this podcast or this radio show is going to be very, very beneficial to you.
Yeah.
But if you're a Christian, just know you have a third person, that, as Nicole mentioned yesterday, you have a third person walking in the fire with you.
That's right.
And that is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So you cannot just work on it just you and your spouse, mm-hmm. although that's great if you are. You need somebody else with you other than a counselor or a therapist that you can call on and set an appointment with. You need somebody there all the time.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah?
That's true.
So,
I do remember we went to a conference one time, and it just always has stuck in my mind. He talked about there's always a third person in your marriage, but you also have to remember that Satan is always there as well, waiting to attack, waiting to whisper lies. I remember this specific thing. It was just a quick skit, and it was a husband and a wife, and they were starting to argue, and there was Satan in the background, and he was handing each one of them ammunition.
Yeah.
As the argument kept going, and I thought, wow, you know, if we would just realize
mm-hmm.
when we begin to go down that road of an argument, wait a minute. You know, this is not, we're not just fighting each other, and we shouldn't be fighting each other. We are fighting an unseen enemy.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any significance to the fact that he went after Eve first instead
of
going for
Adam? That's a good question. I think so. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if it has to do with the fact that I feel that women are more spiritually minded
mm-hmm.
a lot of times than men. And she was more attuned to those types of things. I don't know. I mean, there's so many different, you know, opinions out
right.
there.
Yeah, she was the innocent one. For
right.
starter, she was not suspicious of a talking snake.
Mm-hmm. Right, like the snake comes up to her, starts talking.
But not a red flag then.
But then, and maybe again, animals may have talked. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Why would she have been?
Everything's new. Everything is different.
And wonderful. She's in paradise.
Yeah. Right. She had no reason to be afraid or to be cautious. And here came this talking serpent. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay, I guess these creatures do have the ability to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, she walks with God every single day, so it's not like fantastic things are out of her realm of understanding.
Yeah. Right. And secondly, of course, she was spiritually minded, and the enemy knew that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then also, too, the fact that I don't know if she realized she may have had a choice. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he gives her a choice.
True.
Mm-hmm. You know, did God say this? Did he really say this? You have that choice.
The concept of questioning or doubting what God said may not have entered into her mind before that.
Yeah, like maybe she was intrigued by that ability to choose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, but maybe she knows now there's, and I guess this is where this whole free will thing comes in. Like, it symbolized freedom without having to be submissive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I guess, like we talked about yesterday, is something that most women would consider the ideal.
Yeah. It's that ability to choose may never have come into the picture at that point. I mean,
it was there, but it was not on her mind. She was like, God's told us, don't touch that, because that's where sin comes in or problems come in. So I'm going to stick with this. Mm-hmm. But then that offer, you can be like God. Mm-hmm. You have a choice. You know, when you go to let's say a fast food place, and they give you a choice, but on the menu, it's simply, this is what you get.
Right.
And then when you get up there and they say, oh, yes, sir, you can switch it out for something else, you all of a sudden feel like, I'm so empowered.
Yeah, We do that.
Unlock the hidden achievement.
We go to Cracker Barrel a lot of times, and I always get the old timers breakfast, which comes with eggs, bacon, and sausage. I don't want sausage. So I'm like, hey, can I get grits? Even though it's not on the menu. And they're always like, yeah, well, sure, we'll do grits. And you're right. I don't know why, but it's like a little victory. I'm going to do that for the next small thing segment. Yeah. Like, small it does. It feels, because it's an illusion of being in control.
Yeah. Honestly, sir, I mean, you see that whole list there. You can, whatever you want to do.
Oh, whatever. So I can get fruit?
Whatever I want to do.
I'll get it for you.
The world is in front of me.
You know, some of the waitresses are real nice. I got you.
Yeah, they
just what you want.
Yeah.
And you're like, I mean, can I switch it out for like ice cream? Sure. Yeah. I'll bring it out as a side. You want to wait till till you finish your meal and then bring it?
Yeah.
So it will just melt up? Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, see, all of a sudden you feel like, oh, wow. So the rules are not rules.
Right.
Yeah. Or they don't apply to me.
There are no parameters.
Yeah. All these other plebeians in here have to stick by the menu, but not me.
They just don't know. They don't know to ask. I know to ask.
That's a good point.
So women are more spiritually minded than men, as Nicole just said. And so with Adam, it was not a question of, do you want to be like God?
Right.
I can promise you his answer would have been,
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. That would have been my answer. Like, hey,
my day starts off with just eating some fresh fruits and nuts and whatever I want. And then it goes on to just hanging out, checking out new places that I've never been in the garden, seeing waterfalls that I missed the last time. Then what do? Then I kind of eat some more. I
chill out with some monkeys.
play tag with some monkeys and gorillas and all that. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
It's like, but you could be like God, though.
Skinny dipping. Because, I mean, it's really, there's nobody there.
Yeah.
So I just kind of like do my thing. Don't you want to be like God? No.
I'm good.
No.
But not so with Eve.
No.
Not so.
And to this day, men are not spiritually minded. And I know some men are saying, oh, I am. Trust me when I say you're nowhere close to the average woman.
That's true.
When it comes to spiritually mindedness. I do know that most men, most of what is written in theology or philosophy is written by men.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But it is a gift that God has given to women to think on a spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
And many times throughout history, I guess it's bias or whatever it is that women haven't written,
mm-hmm.
but it's not because they don't think that way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you feel as though men have to push them, like men have that drive to actually write and formulate those thoughts? Like they can get it, but they have to actually, that's why most of the men who write about theology are scholars.
Right,
because
right.
they have to be disciplined and determined.
They have to be disciplined. They have to have a vision. They have to have ambition. Women don't, I mean, I'm not saying all women are, you know, without ambition. Yeah. That's
right,
not
right.
true. They do have vision. They do have ambition, all those things, but in a different direction.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If they achieve that for their spirit, that's fine.
Right.
Men is like, I got this book and I'm going to sell it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get it on a bestseller.
Yeah.
That's achievement.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like as a woman, I'm more interested in the relationship.
Mm.
And I feel like that goes across the board because I'm really interested in my relationship with God, okay, on the spiritual level, but I'm also interested in the relationship I have with my husband
mm-hmm.
and with my children. So it's, I think it goes without saying that a woman is more relationally minded. So maybe that helps in the spiritually minded because it is a relationship.
Yep. Yeah. And that distinction between, I mean, talking about men as being the ones who are driven and the ones who have that typically vision and the women being more relationally minded, but also more spiritually minded, mm-hmm. that dynamic plays in really interestingly in how God has called us together mm-hmm. with men to lead and women to support and submit, but how we need one another.
Yeah. I'm not saying for a moment that women cannot write. I have commentaries written by women mm-hmm. and they're phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing. Having said that, in a marriage relationship,
mm-hmm.
In the church context, I would say also men are called to be the lead pastor or the senior pastor for that reason, mm-hmm. because it brings out that balance
right.
what Ryan is talking about. Spiritually minded, but men, you are to lead.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think you see that even demonstrated in the culpability of these two characters in the Old Testament, where Eve is deceived ultimately.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then when Adam comes along, Adam is not deceived. No one ever says that Adam was deceived or
no.
tricked into eating it. It
right.
was just willful disobedience.
Right. She ate because she saw the fruit was good for food, pleasant to the eyes, mm-hmm. desirable to make one wise. She ate. And then there's something we often miss. She also gave to her husband with her.
Right.
It's not that the serpent gave it to Adam.
Right.
She gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did not see that until several years ago. And when I realized that Adam had been with her the whole time, I was thinking, what were you doing?
I right. know.
Just standing by.
Adam's sitting right there. I'm like, homie, like, let's take the snake out. Like, what
Why
are you doing?
Why didn't he just stand up and tell her no?
Yeah.
You know, don't. I don't know.
I mean, there are a lot of reasons. Let's explore the reasons. I think maybe the reason was he felt like she's her own person.
Mm.
She doesn't need me to tell her. Maybe he felt like, well, you know, she may understand this better than I do about the spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'm not getting something that she's getting. Who knows what the reasons are?
Yeah.
But apparently he did not have his sense of discernment.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Do you also believe when it says that he was with her, that he was like physically standing there with the snake the entire time?
I know some people think that,
uh-huh.
that Adam was standing there the whole time grammatically, okay? Mm-hmm. The prepositional phrase with her, imma, which we rendered as a clause, is first found at this point, strongly suggests that at the outset, when the temptation actually began,
mm-hmm.
Adam was not with Eve, but had only joined her at this time.
See, because a lot okay. of times when you see, well, a lot of times when you see it, it is that way.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the whole, hey guys, you know, Adam was with her the whole time. If that's like something that was brought in later by thinkers or scholars or whoever.
Yeah. Grammatically, that doesn't fit.
Right.
Okay. Grammatically, it is that initial conversation, mm-hmm. he isolated her. Okay.
That's interesting.
And isn't that true that that's what he does with women?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
He isolates them, gets them alone.
If you can isolate a woman and she doesn't have that leadership protection of her husband to, you know, and to bounce ideas off of,
mm-hmm.
you know, to say, do you think this is the right thing to do or not?
Yeah. Well, there's some value to that because we talked about even toxic people last week, and that's like one of the things that a lot of toxic people will do is they'll try to isolate you from your friends or your family or from people, mm-hmm. your support system, so that you're the only person
they can control.
Yeah, yeah, right. And that's exactly what Satan did to Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, so I would say it this way.
women have a sense of discernment, kind of a spiritual discernment that men don't have.
True.
So, I mean, Nicole will tell me about somebody or so-and-so that, you know, something's not right about them. And that is a gift that God has given to her. So the question comes up, then why didn't she discern that the serpent was Satan trying to deceive her and destroying everything in the process? Well, see, there's the balance again.
Mm-hmm.
When she is isolated, when she's alone, that discernment is not where it should be.
Right.
Mm.
That discernment works when she is looking out for us.
Wow.
Because they're nurturing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does not work in isolation. Man's discernment is different. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He can discern without having to have that support.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you see how that balance is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why for theology, a lot of times women will make a mistake. They will be more inclusivist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? More inclusivist, like everybody's okay. We just love everybody. Her discernment sort of goes down when she takes that isolationist view. But with men, whether they're alone or not, that's that, and that's where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
That's so interesting that the gifts that are the ways that God has equipped men with leadership and women with discernment, those gifts are enhanced when men and women are brought together. So important for us, especially when you look at Adam and Eve as the prototype for marriage and how restoration is possible. Man, that changes the way you read Genesis.
Absolutely.
It changes the way you approach God's word and the way that you approach your marriage as well. I'm excited to continue this conversation. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, or if it was helpful for you, if it's clarifying some things in your understanding of marriage and how God has equipped men and women, write in and let us know what you're getting. 252-582-5028. If you have questions about how this might play out in your marriage, we'd love to hear from you as well and help you take those next steps of restoration in your marriage. You can also visit us at clearviewtodayshow.com and scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and become part of supporting us financially and what God is doing here through the Clearview Today Show. John, tomorrow,
just like we said, we are going deeper into this discussion on marriage. We're going to be wrapping things up in a nice little red bow, talking about restoration, because guess what? Restoration is possible for your marriage. I know sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but you listen to the Clearview Today Show. We're going to help you guys find that path that God is laying out for you.
That's right. Make sure you guys are here tomorrow. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.